Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is President and CEO of Mascoma Bank, Clay Adams. Clay, thank you so much for taking the time today. I know you're very busy.
Happy to be here, Matt.
Pleasure's all mine. So, Clay, let's start with the latest small business relief bill. Now that that's passed, $310 billion more dollars are going to be put back towards SBA and PPP loans. Now, from what you've seen with the first round, I believe it was $349 billion, and that fund, those funds ran out fairly quickly. How long do you think this next batch of cash is going to last before these funds run out? And what would you recommend people, if they're still looking for these SBA loans, what would you recommend they do in terms of getting one this time?
I think that how long these funds are going to last is anyone's question. I think one of the things about this program all along has been some of the guidance is changing throughout. And so last night, for example, we learned that the way SBA is going to accept loan applications coming in, they're going to kind of measure it throughout. So there may be a limit as to how many loans a business can get in per hour is what we're hearing today. So that may actually make it last longer than had it not, because a lot of banks like ours and a lot of other community banks in this region have been taking applications for the past several days since the first set of funds ran out. And so we're all ready to push them through and automatically upload them. So we'll see how long they last. But if you haven't gotten an application, and I would encourage you to do that, I think a lot of community banks have cast a broad net, regardless of the type of customer you are. You don't have to be a commercial borrower to do this. Mm-hmm. You can have a home mortgage. But even if you're not a customer, I would encourage people to kind of submit an application to one of the community banks in this region.
On the line with President and CEO of Mascoma Bank, Clay Adams. And Clay, what would you say the most frequently asked question or concern has been from your members regarding these SBA and PPP loans?
I think in the beginning, the first set of questions were, how do I qualify? What information do you need? And I think this has been the broad parameters of this program have been exactly right. It doesn't require a personal guarantee or collateral. It's 100% backed by the federal government. Those are critical elements to this. Mm-hmm. I think that the questions have started to turn more now toward how do these funds get forgiven? And it is forgiven if at least 75% of your dollars received, loan received, are used for payroll purposes. And then the balance can be used for things like utilities and rent and interest payments and things like that. So it's not quite clear yet how the guidance isn't out yet as to exactly how that process will work. But most lenders are now getting out tools, spreadsheets, and providing information and guidance themselves to borrowers how they can actually calculate and tabulate this information.
On the line with President and CEO of Mascoma Bank, Clay Adams. And Clay, like you just said, I've talked to several different small business owners, and they said that, it is a little convoluted, and in certain cases they're confused with the parameters and will the loan have to be paid back or how can we not? So do you have those resources if small business owners were to reach out to you, like you had just pointed out, these spreadsheets or just kind of cheat sheets, if you will, on simplifying what needs to be done by that small business to make sure that they, either they do or they don't have to pay that loan back?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, today we'll be sending out to all of our small business borrowers information, including a spreadsheet that they can use to do this. There's an email address on our website homepage that will allow people to reach out and ask questions to someone on our commercial lending team that will clarify those things. So I think a lot of lending institutions are getting that information out. The big hurdle initially was getting everybody in on this program. It's going to be a lot of work to kind of help people then get forgiven. So this is going to be lasting for several months.
On the line with President and CEO of Mascoma Bank, Clay Adams. And Clay, before I let you go, Mascoma Bank, so tied to the communities in which you guys have branches in. And, I was just doing a peek at your social media page as I follow it. And, I saw that you have some employees, making masks for people. I know you guys are so involved with the communities. I just, wanted to give you an opportunity to shout out specific branches for things that they have done or specific things that you've got going on with communities since this pandemic has begun.
You know, good question, Matt. It's as a mutually owned community bank that's also a B corporation, we certainly take to heart the involvement we have in our communities. I think it's a little bit constrained now because like our volunteer program where everybody's given a couple of days a year to volunteer, you can't do as much in person, but we're certainly encouraging people to use that to the extent they can. Sewing masks is one example. Philanthropy is another big part of our community involvement. And we've definitely pivoted a little bit as to how we do that. So kind of initially, we're encouraging those who are kind of those businesses that are really involved in kind of the front lines of this to be they housing or food insecurity types of nonprofits, who are in need. And then we're also now starting to think about what does recovery look like so we can help all of those nonprofits. Right. In our areas that are affected by this.
That's really great stuff. Clay Adams, President and CEO of Mascoma Bank, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's an incredibly busy time for you. It was great talking to you. Stay healthy and stay safe.
You as well, man. Take care.